Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to what is being paid attention to, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Welcome, everybody, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. I'm your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper. Today is Friday, July the 23rd at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in the year 2010. Our topic today is Attention Deficit Disorder and Paradigms, Defined, Illustrated, and Applied. Before we get into, today's topic, I want to remind everyone for future shows and schedule, go to blogtalkradio.com/attentiontalkradio. Just all spelled out lowercase. There you can get you can actually download past episodes and actually see scheduled shows. And next week, our topic is going to be attention deficit disorder and the impact of filters on one's belief, expectations, and interpretation. So that's looking forward to that show next week, which I believe will be very exciting. But today our topic is paradigms, and paradigms and ADD and really, one of the key things about today is I'd like to talk about the role it can play, paradigms can play in helping those with ADD forward. So let's jump right on into things. To begin, I believe it was Benjamin Franklin that stated the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. And I think that is so true. But as a coach, in the world of what I do, I actually kind of go a little bit of a step farther, because I think that you can do different things and expecting the same results and get them. So what I like to say is the definition of insanity is using the same paradigm over and over and over and expecting different results. And a paradigm, for our purposes here, is a set of beliefs, assumptions, concepts, values, or practices that constitute a way of viewing reality for the community that shares them, especially in an intellectual discipline. So it's really kind of it's a set of beliefs and assumptions that kind of come together. It's a way of looking at something. As a coach, in working with those with attention deficit disorder, many times we find solutions by shifting their paradigm. And a paradigm shift is when you change to another pattern or form a new underlying structure of viewing the past, the present, or the future. So I like to think of a paradigm as a mental model, both individually and culturally. We build them to accelerate our learning and communication and interaction with the world. And in many respects, they serve us pretty well. But as a coach, I find that we become very dependent on these paradigms, particularly as we get older. And as we get older, some of these paradigms that we've built over the years that we believe have served us are actually the very obstacle that seem to kind of get in their way. So let's do this. The thing about paradigms, it's easy to kind of talk and define, but what does it really mean and what does it really look like? So I want to share a story. This is a very true story that happened many years ago before I was a coach that I think really powerfully illustrates what I'm talking about here. And it goes like this. An old high school art teacher of mine had been moved into elementary school, and I went in one day into the school after I had graduated to see some other people, and I saw her there, and I went to the class, and I was standing in the back of class observing what was going on. And the art teacher had a picture of a horse, taped to the blackboard up front. And understand that the picture of the horse, you could only see the front of the horse. You couldn't see the side of the horse or the back of the horse. You could only just see the front of the horse. And she was instructing a whole bunch of first graders, look at the picture and draw what you see. Draw only what you see. And she kept walking around reiterating that to the class. Look at the picture and draw just what you see. As she continued to do this, she looked up and saw me kind of peering in the back of the room, and she started to walk back. As she advanced about halfway, she stopped, and she turned to young Johnny, if you will, and said, "Hey, you know, John, are you drawing exactly what you see?" The child said, "Yes." She said, "Are you sure?" The child said, "Yes." She said, "Do you see a tail on the picture of that horse up in the front of the room?" There was an awkward pause, and the kid said, "Well, no." And she said, "Well, why did you draw a picture of a horse with a tail on yours?" In other words, he had drawn a profile, not the front of the horse, but the side of the horse with a tail. And as she came back to me, it kind of struck me. Again, I wasn't coaching. This is just like off-the-cuff kind of moment. I said, "I'm kind of curious. What was that about?" And she said, "The student was not drawing a picture of what they saw, but rather a picture of what they believed a horse to be." And this small story, true story, I think is powerful. At least I use this all the time in working with anybody that I'm coaching with, and I also use it as a way to describe kind of what coaching is. So many times people come in and they have a set of views or values, a paradigm or mental model of what a horse is supposed to look like, and they can't let go of it. And what's interesting and important to note about this little story about the art teacher is the child was looking at a picture. It was plain, obvious. It was so easy to see that horse did not have a tail on it, yet the kid had a paradigm, a mental model, a picture in their mind of what they believed a horse to be, that they incorrectly drew the horse. And so many times, and I'd say so many times, like 80 to 90% of the time I'm working with somebody, is the person is stuck because they have a picture of a situation of the way they believe it to be, or a mental image of the way they believe that they should be, that they can't actually see who they are. And a lot of coaching is really just helping that individual see who they are. How a coach helps you see who they are or see the situation is to actually have you experience it. Just like the art teacher was having the child draw the horse. She wasn't telling him how to draw the horse. She just merely stated, "Do you see a tail on that picture of that horse?" In that moment, the kid started to realize kind of what was going on. So how does all this apply to coaching, particularly those with attention deficit disorder? Well, using another kind of metaphor is, you know, 9 out of 10 people in our world are born right-handed, and 10% are born left-handed. And imagine a left-handed person viewing the world or believing that they're right-handed. They would spend their entire world frustrated or having difficulty trying to adapt their left hand as if they're right-handed. To use their right hand when they're left-handed. It's only when they shift their paradigm that, I am left-handed, that the obvious solution presents itself. If you're going to play golf, use left-handed golf clubs or left-handed scissors to cut some paper. The same thing goes true with coaching. So many times, those with ADD come into coaching. Let's take a topic. Organization. Everybody, organization is a big topic. I coach a lot on that. People come to attention deficit disorder, come to coaching, want coaching on how to get better organized, and they've been focused their entire life on how they believe they should be organized, and they've never really paid attention to how they naturally organize themselves. And as an example, what I do many times is when people come up to me and they say, "Okay, great, you want coaching today on organization, great. Tell me how it was that you were able to make it to this call." And they go, "What?" And I go, "Well, somehow you were organized enough to actually remember, pick up the phone, call me, and dial into this call," which is really kind of interesting because most people have never really thought about how they naturally organize themselves. They pay attention to the self-help books, by the way, which were not written by those with attention deficit disorder. The majority of them were written by other people. So the point really is I asked them, "So how did you make it here? I mean, you did something." Just like the art teachers, like, "Do you see a tail on the horse? Do you see that you made it here? you made it on time. What enabled you to make it on time? And through that process of working with someone, the whole goal that I have is to shift their paradigm, shift their belief, shift their mental model of how they believe they're supposed to be organized. Because most people that I've worked with are organized in their way. Now, it might not be the way you and I might organize ourselves, but they're very unique. They're very different. And that paradigm shift is a big deal because, after all, those with attention deficit disorder have different brain wiring. They don't necessarily work like everybody else. It's not a bad thing. It's not a good thing. It's just how they work. So the emphasis here is paradigms can be a big deal in coaching, and they can be very important with those people with attention deficit disorder in order to find solutions that work for them, not necessarily solutions that everybody else does. For those out there who have listened to my shows, those who have read my newsletters, one of the key catchphrases in most of my stuff is when I say, when the obvious solution isn't working, you're probably paying attention to the wrong thing. And frequently, I speak out against the top 10 list of obvious solutions, because when people start to publicize the top 10 lists, it's kind of your paradigm kind of becomes narrowed to only those things on the list, and you don't necessarily look off that list to find how you might do it. And so to me, it's very limiting, and it can be very detrimental, because if your solution is not in the top 10 list, you're being conditioned not to look for it. You're being conditioned to try to change yourself, to adapt yourself, so the list of top 10 solutions actually work. So what does this all mean? We don't have much time left because this show's I've limited it to 3 minutes. To 15 minutes. We got about three to go. But last month I was actually writing a newsletter on Sarah, who's somebody else I work with who had attention deficit disorder, who was having difficulty with sound, and she kept focused on how she could pay attention more. And in working with her, we started to realize that she was very sensitive to sound. If she was sitting there trying to concentrate and somebody slammed the door, it startled her, and she would direct her attention to that door to find out what it was. In that second, she would forget about what she was paying attention to. So that we worked with her, we also realized that white noise, a fan blowing, white rain, those types of things would muddle out other sounds and allow her to pay attention. So as we started to work together, we started to realize that she could actually start to manage her attention, not by paying attention to what she's paying attention to, but actually managing sound. So she would begin to put in earphones to muffle out things in public places, or she'd actually use an iPod or an MP3 player with some white noise in the background, because that would actually enable her to reduce sound distractions, which apparently she was very highly sensitive to. Again, in working with her to find her obvious solution to managing her attention, which wasn't on the top 10 list, we paid attention to how she did it. And at the end of the day, what we achieved was a paradigm shift in the way she paid attention to how to manage her attention. That was to manage sound as a means to manage your attention. So I hope that this is helpful for everyone. If you're interested in learning more about paradigms, go to www.digcoaching.com. Or you can even drop us a line at digcoaching at info@digcoaching.com, and we'd be happy to communicate more on the particular topic. But the key is paradigms, or insanity, if you will, is really our definition, is repeating the same outcome using the same paradigm. So with that, everyone, have a great week. Remember, next week we'll be talking about filters and ADHD. Another exciting episode will be in store for you, so please tune in, and we will look forward to talking to you then. Take care, all.